grandchildren.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and it's our mastermind group, and they're having problems with the audio or whatever, and so I'm not sure how many people will be able to listen or get on, but you can hear me and Sue and I are here. She's just chatting away with, she's so creative. She's like 40-something and has a granddaughter, a few grandchildren, and she started young.
I have four
grandchildren. Wow. Yeah. You got a lot of why you want to be, take care of yourself, take care of your life, take care of your be a great grandmother and enjoy them. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So, and you're super creative and you can do anything. She's like one of those people, I would be in grade school, like with the 6-year-olds and everybody would be painting a rock and they'd say, raw, 6, 7, 6 and 7, 38. There you go. That'd be the way my level of expertise. Okay. So, but I'm getting there. But anyway, welcome to the mastermind group. I can do something like this pretty easy. But, you know, I've been going through a lot myself and a lot of changes, and a lot of really great changes in conditioning my mind and my body and my spirit. But I want to talk to you about that and anybody else that listens. But tell me about what's going on with your life, because I know that you've had some ups and downs, and but you're being creative and you went to a woman's
I went to a wild women's place in, I think it's Sandy, Utah. The last one I went to was like, I think last October, and it was in Park City, Utah. But it's just amazing. It's amazing women that put it on and amazing women that teach the sessions and really great vendors, you know, hand-selected vendors. And it's just all along the lines of, you know, your spirituality and you know, going to different sessions to learn about different ways or different, you know, some of the different paths you can go down with your spirituality. So it's just kind of, it's really neat. It's a lot of really neat women that want to help empower each other. So
that's what we do here on our mastermind group. Now, we have two boys on here now, two guys. And Vince, I know you're here. James, I know you're here. And you guys, welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. I hope you can hear. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. We can hear you.
Hey,
hi,
good deal.
Good morning.
Oh, well, we're glad you're here. So, you know, can I share this with you guys? It's amazing. I really, has anyone ever detoxed and had some negative thoughts? I've had some real detox stuff. Have you ever had that happen to you, Sue, James, or Vince?
You mean like purposely, like doing a physical detox, like a cleanse or something, or just an emotional detox?
I'm talking about, I really have been working past 30 days on a program where every morning I get up and walk and do some breathing and visualization and gratitude and then in mantras or affirmations, and then I run. And what's going on is that because I'm conditioning all those things, and I'm reading A Course in Miracles, and it was talking, and I've been having some thoughts that I thought were hidden come up. And like today's lesson, yesterday I was really down on myself about something because we had a performance challenge, and I don't think I did as well as I could have done, you know, and I was upset at myself. And so it was about having attack thoughts for other people. And about yourself, and so I have to work on this. And it says I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts about, and you know, sometimes it's about a guy or a girl or work situation, and it's really really working. But I never knew I had all this stuff inside of me, and but I do. And so if you give up all the attack thoughts about other things, and you work on it, and I have to do 5 practice sessions a day. I'm jumping in the middle of something because, you know, I did work before. And this is just another piece of work. It's amazing. And so last night I was like really bummed out. I go, you know, what would I tell a client? And I know what I tell a client. I start pulling myself out of it. And so I go home and I watch this video about a speaker I really admire, and I'm going to post it on Facebook. And he says, change your mindset, change your life. And the dude was homeless, okay? And he had $2 left in his pocket. He was living out of his Jeep. And he said, change your mindset, change your life. Because he'd asked God for a sign, because, you know, he was cussing and cursing and saying, hey, my life's not working. And this homeless dude walked up to him and said, hey, have you got any money? He goes, man, you got more than I do. He's putting his last $2 in his car. And the guy, and he said, all of a sudden he changed. And the guy looked at him and said, change your mindset, change your life. So he said, I started doing the opposite of everything. And I'm going to post his video on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm a dude also in certified one too as well. But I would really recommend you guys watch it because it, you know, it went along right along with my lesson. And because I was super bummed about how I performed. But, man, I got my health. I had everything. And I get a chance to perform again today in, you know, where I work out at. They have performance challenges every day this week. And I was like, who cares? I'm showing that, and I'm doing the best I can do. And I sometimes when I tend to get performance anxiety, I won't do as well. I've always been like that. Okay, but not anymore. I'm just going to do the best I can and not think about anything but my performance. And I do what I do and just be thankful that I'm performing and able to move because there was a time I wasn't, you know. And so that's my goal. But change your mindset, change your life. And I'm going to put the video. You guys got to see it. It will blow you away. He's homeless now. He has unlimited income. But he said, this is back in 2011 when he started. It's 2015, so he's been doing some really cool stuff. So I'll put it out there for you guys if you'd like.
Yeah,
and
that sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that women also get performance anxiety. It's not just a man's problem.
Yeah, thanks, James. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's always good. Yeah, no, I do. I was like, but I'm working on it, and it's a work in progress. But I wasn't, you know what, it happened. I go, I'm just not going to go today. And I was like, hell no, I'm going. I'm going to do the best I can. And, but, you know, because when I'm by myself and running, I do better than with other people. So it's all good. Who wants to go next, what they want to accomplish? So change your mindset.
I'll go.
That's my mantra. Go ahead. I want to hear what you had to say. Because I know you're going through.
I've changed mine. Everybody knows I was working on my past and trying to clear things up, and I was doing it wrong. I wasn't looking at what role I played. I didn't look at what I did wrong, what I could have done right. So I have been looking at the role I played, and I see what I did. And now I'm owning my actions, and it's working for the best. I'm starting to feel that I'm healing. I'm having more understanding, and I'm just seeing clearer on things.
Nice.
So I needed a lesson, and I didn't see my lesson until now. So as much as I tried to fix things and do this and do that, I couldn't because I wasn't doing it right. I wasn't fixing it. I was just trying to – I basically was putting duct tape. And duct tape only lasts so long.
So you changed your mindset.
So, yes, I have changed my mindset.
Oh, change your mindset, change your life. That's cool.
That's
a great mantra. Anyway. How about you, Vince? What's your goal? What do you want to accomplish?
I think it's an interesting topic you guys are talking about mindset, and I don't think we're doing anything wrong. I think it's just part of our path to learn things in this world, this lifetime, and if something isn't working, then we do change it. We everybody here in this world has been conditioned at birth, and we've been programmed, basically. So if things aren't working out for us in a way that we'd like it to be, we have the ability to transform that and change our thoughts, which is really amazing. I've been just realizing that more and more. And
right.
I've been on a path. Yeah, we can change anything for the better. So things can go... Well, rather more smoothly on our journey, because let's face it, you know, there's too much drama in the world already. Let's make it less. So I'm with you, just changing thoughts that aren't serving us anymore or serving myself and moving forward from there. And, you know, Cherie, what you had mentioned about you had done some kind of a meeting or something last night or yesterday, I know you're a very sensitive soul like I am, and it's okay to feel that way, I feel. And only because we're extra sensitive, we critique ourselves the most. It's like, oh.
Right.
So it's good for us to critique and then review, and I feel we can get better from there or improve.
Well, and I agree with that, and you're right. But I didn't know how bad it was there or how much of it was there until yesterday. And yesterday morning, I was running, and I said, you know what? I want to be this way. Show me how. So this feeling came up yesterday, and I was like, okay, cool. Because we learn by contrast most of the time. So I'm glad it's there, and it serves me, because I'm going to enjoy running. I'm going to enjoy rowing. I'm going to enjoy whatever more if I feel that feeling. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, if I heal it, because I don't really want to have performance anxiety when I'm doing something athletic. I just don't. And that's okay that I did, because I feel like that I can take myself to a whole new level and start growing for me and for any of us, right? And so I had that, and I'd asked for healing yesterday morning. Yesterday evening I did a row challenge, and I thought I could have done a lot better. But maybe I was supposed to do that way so I could look at that feeling that's been there for a long time and say, hey, this doesn't work for me anymore. If something doesn't work, you can choose to keep it and let it frustrate you because it doesn't work, or you can say, I can change it and have something different in its place. And that's what I chose to do. You know what I mean? Choosing. You know, so, and stomping my feet and saying, yeah, I'm going to choose this way now. And because I want to enjoy running. I want to enjoy performing, whether I'm by myself or with somebody else. And if I don't do as well, it's okay. If I do great, it's okay. But just have fun doing it, right? Because I feel like I honor my Heavenly Father if I do that, and the angels and myself. That's connected to God in my personality, all of it. So that's really what I'm saying. But I got that layered. Yes. Anyway, and I'm so much happier. I'm happier this morning just looking at that. But you're right. I think that it had to be that way. Or on some of our chosen to be that way, so I could look at it and really say, in the middle of it all, I said to myself, you know what, this is not work. I don't want to be like this. And I go, thank you for showing me this, right? This is an attack thought on myself. And I go, this doesn't work for me anymore. And I was grateful to be able to stay in the middle of, you know, doing it and after, and then really working on it. And getting that great video, man. I mean, I see a homeless dude that's living out of his car for 3 years, right? And he gets $1,400 to get paid parking tickets, right? And he's about a block away from the jail, and somebody had anonymously sent it to him. And he's a block away from the courthouse, you know. I've got parking tickets, I'm sure we all have. And this dude, the cop pulls him over, tows his car, and he's in the middle of the five bags of clothes, right? You know, he was so, right? I would have been angry and frustrated. I'm sure he was. But look at him now, right? So things happen to show us how we can get better, I think, you know, or we can keep it, you know. Any thoughts on that? Or James or Sue, what do you guys feel? That's a great point that you brought, because I think it needed to happen that way for me. Yeah. Sue or James? No thoughts? Sue, I know you always have something to say.
I don't know. I feel like I'm in a funky place right now, because like one of my goals that I'm really working on right now is to to move my body every day. At the Wild Women's Symposium, they talked about how important that is as well, and so I keep trying, I keep doing that, but some days it's just so much harder than others. Like, you know, I do it, but then it's almost like the rest of the day, I'm just like, I'm in so much pain, I can hardly get through the day. So I'm still just trying to overcome those things. But
but I'm not giving up.
That's great. Good. Yeah, not giving up is key. Didn't you want to say something? What were you going to say? And Allison, I'm glad you're here.
I feel like you have to change your mindset to move forward.
Yeah.
If you want to get ahead, if you want to accomplish things, you're obviously what you've been doing only works for so long. And then something has to change because it's life. It's a progression. So if you've got to change it, and then you follow into another progression, and then it happens again.
Well,
so I've looked back at myself, and I've seen my mindset change multiple times.
Wow. Yeah. I agree with you guys, and I know that's what's right for me. And I get what you're saying, Vince, because if I had never experienced that yesterday, because I walked in thinking, I'm going to do great. I know how to do da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? I never learned that feeling was there. And I, you know, like it was. So I got to see it yesterday, full force, you know, and like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Iriself. Here I am. And so I get to do it again and do it better, hopefully, this time. And enjoy myself, because it's all about enjoying myself, enjoying yourself, and being at a higher vibration. Because that yesterday I was not. And so thank you, Sue, for all your information. Thank you, Vince. And Miss Allison here, she's like, damn, girls and guys, you got to change your mindset to get your goals, right? And she's doing it in a tough situation, you know, going through a breakup. So, Allison, tell us what your goals are. Tell us how you're changing your mindset and tell us about dating. Are you having fun? So, it's all good.
Well, working on it. I'm having fun, if nothing else. It's interesting to see all the different kinds of people that are out there. It's amazing how, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're so sheltered to everything else that's going on in the world, and then, you know, I went through this bad breakup, and it's been a month and a half now, and I'm out on my own, and I'm on a couple of dating sites, and I have had more laughs and more fun over the last 2 weeks than I have in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've connected with a lot of great men, and then some that they're a dime a dozen, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
Those are the ones that really make me laugh. But
yes, that's good.
So
I like what you said.
Vince, I really like what you said about changing your mindset, because that's kind of where I'm at. This situation that I just came out of, in a really twist of fate, had to happen. It really needed, you know, like Therese said, you know, how do I heal myself or how do I change things? And that this situation has caused all of that and then some. And it has changed my mindset on things that I need to change. So where am I at today? I want to be better. You know, I want to live in integrity. I want to live, and I'm not a self-serving person, but I want to take the focus off of me and focus on other things to help me grow, you know, by helping others and really being able to work on my spiritual side. I really want to open up my third eye. I've been getting a lot of prophetic dreams. I was woken up yesterday morning at 4:30 in the morning with a very distinct message, and it was true. It was what it came. It really happened. But that's the kind of stuff that's going on for me right now, and I really want to be able to tap into that. And I really believe that if I didn't go through this breakup and I didn't go through that pain, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'm doing now. So it's a blessing. So, and changing the mindset is, you know, looking at myself objectively, and that's really difficult because I've been so busy being codependent for so long and trying to fix everybody else's crap that I've never been forced to look at my own.
Right.
And that's kind of... I'm doing it. Yeah, and I actually realized something last Friday night that I actually really like myself, and I really like being with myself. I think I had more fun with myself last Friday night listening to music and putting together a couch from IKEA that I have in years.
Nice. Oh. Very nice. That's good. I like that. So, guys, you got a lot of stuff to work on.
Go ahead, Ellen, first. Please.
No, go ahead, Ben.
I forgot your name. What was your name?
My name
Alan?
Is Allison. No,
oh,
Allison.
Yeah. I love what you just said. I just wanted to add, I dated myself for about a good 9 years. I really wasn't with anybody, and it was amazing. You know, sometimes we need to take that time for ourselves. We are enough. We are enough. We have to realize that. And we don't need other people to validate us in a relationship. It's nice when someone can add to the relationship when we're in one, though.
That's cool. I agree with you.
Yeah,
Anna.
That's cool. I do too. That's something that I got out of. I wanted so badly to be with this man.
Right.
I sacrificed so much of who I was
to fit into
his world. And ironically, he's the one that pulled the plug. So opened my eyes.
Well, there's no more surprises because you're up and running and living a great life and going through your, I think it takes 90 days to get through a change of habit. But, guys, I told everybody we'd do it for 15 minutes. If I'm going to put an intention out there instead of a prayer. So let's do an intention. Change your mind, change your mindset, change your life. That's my intention for myself and everyone today. Who's got James, you want to go to do a change or something? You can use mine. You can use another one. It doesn't really matter. But put it out there for all of us to hear, and the ones that will download the show later. You guys are inspirational. I'm sorry to me.
Change is good. Change is the best
really
way.
Good.
Hold on a second, Allison. He's saying it. What did you say?
I said change is good. Change is the best way. It's the only way we're going to move forward.
Amen. Okay. Allie, you got a good MI1 there because you tell us. What were you going to say?
No, I agree with him. Change is good. Change is powerful, and it empowers you to move ahead in your life. If you look at the positive side of it, don't let your inner end.
I have one.
Well, I know. Go ahead. Yeah, tell us.
I am the change that I would like to see in the world. In other words, I want to be it, and it starts with me.
Yeah.
I am the change. I have to
claim it. The man in the mirror.
You have to claim it.
Yeah. That's beautiful. The man in the mirror, right? Michael Jackson said it best. Heal the world. Man in the mirror. Start with self. Wow. Great,
okay.
great
mantra.
Man in
the mirror. Start. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, you guys.
That's cool. How about you, Miss Sue?
I think mine right now is just going to be get up, get dressed, and show up.
Hey, Shady, that's 80% of anything you guys showing up. I love you.
You
we always have one of those. That's great. Amen. Get up, get dressed, and just show up.
I love that, dude.
Awesome.
That's good.
It's 1,100 degrees. That's so good. You guys have a great now. We have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
So, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Love everybody. Bye-bye now.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.